Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore 3-minute TikTok videos, TikTok shoutouts, TikTok resumes, and a lot more with Kenya Kelly. If you want to understand how to benefit from these TikTok changes, then be sure to stick around. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm Michael Stelzner, and this is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. If you want to go a lot deeper, be sure to check out our Social Media Marketing Society, where you'll get instant access to more than 100 deep marketing training workshops, live ongoing monthly training, and support from a welcoming community of marketers. Visit socialmediasociety.info for more. And now for this week's expert guest. Kenya Kelly is a TikTok expert who helps entrepreneurs grow on TikTok. She's the author of Before You Quit Your Day Job, A Strategic Guide for Entrepreneurs, and host of the Kenya Kelly Podcast. Kenya, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Michael. Excited to be here.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. The very first thing I want to ask you about is this longer video thing on TikTok. So I understand that we're going to 3-minute videos. So I guess the first question is like, why, you know, and what does this mean for marketers? Talk to us about it a little bit.
For sure. So I think that because TikTok first just started out as an entertainment platform, and as a result of 2020, all the marketers are there with their messages. I think that TikTok is realizing that, one, that people want to go longer than 60 seconds. Now, would I say that majority of the people are doing that on TikTok? No. But I think it's an opportunity to get your message out there that goes beyond the 1-minute mark and then driving people to, you know, whatever you have for more.
Well, let me ask you, wasn't it in the beginning more like 15 seconds and then it went to a minute, right?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
So today, what's the predominant length that most people are doing TikTok videos, in your opinion?
15 seconds or less.
Okay. So if most people are doing 15 seconds or less, the people that are doing 60 seconds, what are they doing in their videos that makes people want to stick around for 60 seconds? Is it more storytelling? What have you seen?
So when I've watched videos and I've created videos, it's always been something that provides great value for the entire video. So usually it's kind of like what we do sometimes with YouTube. You hook them in the beginning. I'm going to give you 5 tips and don't forget to stay to the end to get this one big nugget. And so they're serving massively throughout that 1 minute, or they're telling a really engaging story that's got you on the edge of your seats to watch all the way to the end.
Now, do they give you analytics as far as how long people are watching your videos? They do. Okay. Have you done a 1-minute video?
Yes, I do them all the time.
Do you find people are sticking?
Majority, no. But the people that want my business guidance tips, they do.
Do you think that the reason they're going to 3-minute videos is because they're trying to go head to head with YouTube?
You know, I'm not sure. I think that because TikTok started out with just entertainment, and now they're seeing what is happening with all the marketers coming over there and the marketers needing more time than just 1 minute, because we typically, our messages online are way longer than 60 seconds. So I think that that's their way of really bringing in the people that have the money.
So what advice would you give to people who might want to, let's say they're already on TikTok and they've been successful with a 1-minute video. Well, first of all, is the 3-minute video available to everyone at this point, or is it coming soon, or what's the story on that?
So it's coming out to everyone. Like right now, I just recently got it about a month ago and they're slowly rolling it out, but it's a lot faster because it came out months ago and then I just got it last month. But if you don't have it, you will get it soon.
What do you think is possible with 3 minutes? For those that are already on TikTok and are used to the shorter video, have you seen a 3-minute video yet?
Yes, I have. And I didn't watch it all the way through because it was too long.
Okay. And what made it different than the 1-minute video? What was it about, the one that you saw?
I think it was someone was cooking, and instead of it being like bite size, like do this, do this, do this, it was long. You were watching them go to the refrigerator. You're watching them do all these things that you don't want to, quote unquote, watch them do. And so that's why I found like it wasn't beneficial, because we're so used to 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Does TikTok allow you to do a playlist?
Yes, but they have to give you that feature.
So can you imagine a couple of videos maybe feed it into a longer video? Do you follow where I'm going with this? Like,
yeah.
Imagine if you had a couple short videos and maybe somehow they connected to the longer video.
Yes.
And maybe in that video is when you could begin as a marketer planting seeds, selling a little bit, answering questions. I mean, is that possible, you think?
For sure. I think that if someone has a playlist that's talking about like a podcast, a topic, or like, I don't know what their topic would be. And they're like, this video is 15 seconds and it hooks to make you watch the second video, like part two. And then part three is a longer part of the scenario. I think that that will cause people to watch it all the way through.
Do you know whether or not editing, I mean, a 3-minute video on the phone is going to be complicated? I kind of remember can you edit them now on a browser and upload it, or how does that work? Do you know?
So right now, all you can do is upload on your desktop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But with a 3-minute video, if you had access to a movie editor or something, I would imagine you could make these longer videos, especially for creators that are already making YouTube videos, right? Which tend to be much longer than 3 minutes. Do you think there's a possibility that people could take some of their longer YouTube videos and really edit them down into maybe a 2.5-minute video, and maybe there's a repurposing play here?
Absolutely. And which will drive people back to their YouTube channels. I 100% agree.
Awesome. Okay. So how do we know if we have it, the 3-minute video?
So when you go to create a TikTok video, like normally you could see where it says live 15 seconds and 60 seconds. You will also see where it says 3 min.
Ah, I see. Okay, perfect. All right. So TikTok launched something called Jump or Jumps. So my understanding of this is these are like little apps within an app. You and mm-hmm. I were talking about this pre-show. Can you kind of describe a little bit about what this is and what this might mean for businesses and marketers in particular?
For sure. So it's like if someone let's just say you're watching someone's food channel and they're doing a 1-minute TikTok video about how to make an apple pie. Well, there's a clickable link that they can add in their video that could jump them to the full recipe or to their YouTube channel or a product or something like that. Or I think also like a program that they may be offering. So I think it's an opportunity like at some point in time to kind of be like what we were talking about, the swipe up feature on Instagram. If I was someone that cooks, it would give me an opportunity to sell my cookbook or to go with the longer recipe or something like that.
Yeah. So if everybody who's listening goes to TikTok.com/jump, they're saying that these are mini programs that TikTok creators can attach to their video. So it sounds like it keeps them within the TikTok ecosystem mm-hmm. and it allows them to have interactive experiences or information experiences. So as a marketer, this sounds fascinating to me, because imagine if I was an app developer and there was like, maybe it was a weather app or something like this, and I could somehow, I don't know, add functionality to the TikTok video. Because right now the video has limited functionality while you're watching it, right? You can comment,
correct,
you can like, but if you can interact with the video because of these developers that are coming into play, mm-hmm. and then eventually if you can maybe dynamically collect information or dynamically create experiences or sell products, mm-hmm. boom, all of a sudden this could be something kind of big, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think they also have like the Quizlet feature that is attached with that, where you can like, they can do a quiz or even like answering questions. Like you could probably embed something in there. Are you someone who likes to this or this? And it kind of gives you more maybe analytics on the person that is actually watching your videos, I think.
My gosh, TikTok is on a roll. They announced something called shout outs. So first of all, what is a shout out? And let's start there. And have you seen one?
Yes. So I haven't seen them yet, but a shout out is very much like the Cameo app. So during 2020, we watched something happen with celebrities. They were no longer able to do certain things, but Cameo came out. And so there's this website, and let's just say Beyonce, Oprah, Bill Murray, they have these agents, they're on Cameo, and you can pay, let's just say $500, and you give Bill Murray a script. And Bill Murray says, "Happy birthday, Julie. This is Bill Murray, yada, yada, yada." And then you take that video that you paid for, and now you're able to give that to someone for their birthday. And so TikTok has done the exact same thing with shout outs, because you've got people that have become extremely famous or TikTok famous. And now these people, they will never get picked up by Cameo, so to speak, because they're not Beyonce, but they have the TikTok version, and you can pay Charli D'Amelio $1,000. And she shouts out this 16-year-old girl for her birthday. Well, it will change this girl's world, because Charli D'Amelio is the number one TikToker.
So these shout outs, are they just videos privately sent to individuals, or are they published on the page or not the page, but the profile of the creator? How does that work? Do you know?
To my knowledge, it's actually published on the page, but I'm thinking at some point in time, like, I don't know if it's happening right now, but I'm thinking that there's probably going to be an option for public and private, because I wouldn't think that every video that I pay for that is going to go on this person's profile. But right now, I think it's public.
Do you think there's some sort of a revenue share deal going on with the creator and TikTok?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, TikTok is a business.
What's stopping someone from doing a shout out anyways? Anybody could do that. They don't need to use this special feature, right?
Right. But I think that if it's anything like Cameo, then I think TikTok is going to start promoting it. It's going to say, get a shout out by Kenya Kelly, get a shout out by Michael Stelzner as they're promoting the feature. And so then that person will make money and TikTok will too.
Okay. TikTok's ad rates have been rising is the latest news. I don't think there's anything super special there to say other than, I don't know, do you have any special insights as to why their advertising rates have been going up?
I think that TikTok is incredibly competitive because the algorithm and all the millions of people running to the app right now, that they're realizing that they are the hottest game, even social media.
Right.
And I'm not 100% sure, but because of the situation with Facebook and Apple, I think that they're also realizing we've got a dog in this fight. Let's go ahead and make more money.
Yeah. And TikTok is absolutely on a tear as far as adoption and growth and time spent on the platform. It's crazy. All right. Another big feature, TikTok resumes. And by the way, TikTok resumes.com for everybody listening if they want to check it out. Tell us the scoop on this because this looks kind of exciting, right?
For sure. So when I saw it, I was blown away. As a marketer, it makes me excited because I'm able to post my job on TikTok. And if someone is searching through TikTok.com/resumes or hashtag TikTok resumes, they can find the job that I've posted. And so businesses are able to post jobs. And then those that are looking for a job are able to search jobs and post their resumes and be able to connect directly with the probably the decision maker or the recruiter for a particular job. So when I think about it, I remember late 2020, there were kids that were these creative geniuses creating these amazing TikTok videos. And one guy ended up getting picked up by Disney.
Wow.
So what if all the resume thing that was out when people were losing their jobs, you know, I can't imagine what would happen. But now when I look at it, a lot of the businesses went digital and they may not be opening their doors for a while. And so they're able to recruit and find the most talented creative people live there on TikTok.
Well, and fascinatingly enough, finding good talent is still very hard, even though we're coming out of a pandemic, because there's a lot of people that are comfortably not looking for work anymore. And there are some people that don't understand that at all. Like me, I would think everybody and their mother would want to go back to work. But if you go to TikTok resumes, you can search for job openings. You know, you can also post a resume in the app. I have no idea what that's going to look like. I can imagine that's going to be very hard to read. And maybe the resume won't be just like a PDF, and maybe it'll be somehow specially formatted. And then that's it. I mean, I guess the goal here is they're trying to couple people that want to find work with people that want to hire. And in some regards, this is kind of like TikTok taking on LinkedIn, right? Because LinkedIn is the platform, right, that everybody thinks about when they're going to look for a job. So it seems like TikTok is going after kind of YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, the whole caboodle.
I mean, they're going after everybody, but I think it's really brilliant because you've got what we do now in the world is mostly social media based. And I love LinkedIn, but for the most part, it's kind of boring, you know, but people are able to, with TikTok resume, they're able to be more of their creative selves. Like, and here you've got these videos. So yes, their resumes can be there, but I guarantee you, there's probably going to be an opportunity to have a video connected with your resume, and they get an opportunity to get to know a person's personality, like a whole situation that's more creative, more fun, and just easier.
Okay. There's some new accessibility features on TikTok. What do we need to know about this?
For sure. So one of the things that, you know, we've seen with TikTok is that you've got people that have different type of disabilities that are on the platform and all platforms, and they are trying to make sure that they, you know, cover everyone. So there is, of course, the auto caption feature, very similar to Instagram stories, where you can turn that on and it will actually show that the what you're saying written on screen. But there's also the feature where like there's like a blinking effect on TikTok. And what they realize is that that blinking effect can actually trigger someone that has epilepsy.
Right.
And so what they've done now is they put a warning over top of a video like that and said this video can cause something. And what it does, it just gives a person an opportunity to go, hey, either I do want to watch this or not, versus being hit with it on the For You page. And it just kind of trigger you.
Well, and the text to speech and the auto caption stuff is probably useful, even if you're not concerned about accessibility, right? Because some people talk really fast and having those captions just kind of there isn't a bad thing, right?
Yeah. And I have people that follow me that are blind. Like one guy, he talks to me all the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that text to speech is like powerful. And like a lot of his videos, you hear him and you know he has a challenge, but like that he can engage with everything if the text to speech is always talking.
Well, was he blind or is he deaf?
He's blind.
Oh, okay. Because if he's blind, isn't text to speech something you read?
No.
Oh, it's the other way. Text to speech, not speech to text. Right.
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, I totally mixed that up backwards. So what you're saying is that if the text is on the screen, it's going to somehow speak it over the top of the video. Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. I did a dyslexic.
And we use it all the time. And sometimes we don't use it to help a person. We use it because the feature is really cool. But it's a really cool feature, especially if a person can't necessarily see. Or read.
Well, and I would imagine it's someone that the viewer can turn it on or off, right? If they want to. Is that correct?
Well, right now, no. The way that I've operated is I have to actually turn it on. But I think that TikTok is going to make that even more accessible to where they can click something to let it speak to them.
I see.
But right now, we have to actually hit text to speech.
Okay. ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, ByteDance, Chinese company ByteDance, has had an app that's blowing up right now called CapCut. Tell us about what is CapCut and how could it help with making maybe videos for TikTok?
For sure. So CapCut is very similar to an app called Splice. And that's where you're able to do all these amazing different features that like people that are like really good at video editing. And so instead of us using Splice, TikTok has theirs, CapCut, because you can only do so much inside of the TikTok app. But if we use CapCut, there's all these different features. Like there's some videos you'll see on the internet where it's me in a video over here, but I'm also here, 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 and here. And the apps like CapCut allow you to be able to do that. And so there's all these different cool video editing type things you can do in there and then just upload it to TikTok.
Does it make it super easy to use? Is you think there's some artificial intelligence working behind the scenes to make it super easy to edit also?
Yes. Now it is, if a person is not tech savvy, it is going to take them a little bit of time to learn how to use, but that's the same thing with the TikTok app in general. But I think after you finagle with it for a little while, it's second nature.
And I would imagine you could use this app for YouTube Shorts and for Reels and everything, right? So that's the benefit of this particular app.
Yeah, well, we're experiencing that. Like, we know that Instagram is not a big fan of TikTok, the watermark, which we totally understand.
Right.
And so now people are able to, instead of going to Splice, they can create their videos in CapCut without the watermark. And they're able to post it on TikTok and able to post it on Reels. But this gives TikTok another piece of the pie. Instead of them using Splice, they're like, use us and then do whatever you want to do with it.
Now, I don't think I'm familiar with Splice. Who puts out Splice? Is that Facebook or something?
I don't know who puts that out, but that's a really, really popular app that editors use.
Okay. And so if people want to check out CapCut, CapCut, and then Splice is one that's the competitor is what I'm hearing you say, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You probably can go to YouTube and type in Splice versus CapCut. And I'm sure somebody has done a comparison.
Now, are these free, both of these apps?
They are free to a degree.
Okay.
You know, everything has like limited features, but yeah.
I see. So even CapCut does have you have to pay to get advanced features and stuff like that.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Kenya, tell everybody where they can find you on TikTok.
For sure. So you can find me at Kenya Kelly on all social media. So TikTok is Kenya Kelly.
Yeah. And for those listening to the podcast, it's K-E-E-N-Y-A. Also, folks, if you're looking for advanced marketing training, be sure to check out our Social Media Marketing Society at socialmediasociety.info. We do live trainings every month in depth, and you have access to well over 100 marketing trainings that we've done in the past. So if you really want to go deep, socialmediasociety.info. And if you want to add another show to your listening lineup, be sure to subscribe to my Social Media Marketing podcast, and be sure to check out Kenya's Kenya Kelly podcast. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Kenya, thanks again for coming on the show. We'll see you all next time.
Thank you, Michael.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.